This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
George Pickens changing his number. Micah Parsons with an update on mandatories and a testy Stephen Jones. All of these things happening yesterday at the Ford Center of the Star in Frisco. Us, unlike other stations, have someone attending those practices. That is our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt, here on Sean and RJ.
Yeah, it was an interesting day out there at the Ford Center. We've been doing all these practices outside, which has been the reason why it's been funny to see Tommy Yarrow showing up in his like dress clothes, which he had ditched last week. He heard us talking about him. He was like, "I feel like I need to uphold a standard." So he showed back up in his Sunday best yesterday. He wanted y'all to know that he was dressed nice yesterday again. He did leave the sport coat behind. He wasn't a monster. But it was an interesting day out there at practice because early on, you knew we were going to be moving inside. It was really windy, and they were just like, "We're not going to be able to do our team period stuff out here. It's just too volatile." So as we were walking inside, though, we were getting walked upstairs. And as we're walking upstairs, we kind of stop and we look back. And we're like, "Where's everybody else from the beat?" And you look back, and they're starting to gather around because in walks one Stephen Jones. And the big news, obviously, that everybody keeps wondering about at OTAs and everything else is, "Where's Micah Parsons? How involved is Micah Parsons going to be?" So naturally, you would expect if you're Stephen Jones, all right, I'm going to stop and ask or answer some questions, and I'm probably going to get asked about Micah Parsons quite a bit, and I'll be prepared with all my stock answers for it. And right out of the gate, he was not having a lot of happiness with Micah Parsons' questions.
Where you guys are with Micah in that situation?
No different than anything else. I'll let you know when it happens.
Has there been any more conversation?
I'll let you know when it happens.
Disappointed at all that he's not here?
No. I mean, that's part of the business. I mean, all teams go through it, and that's part of the business.
Do you expect him to be here next week?
You'd have to ask Micah.
Things are able to manage.
If we're going to talk about Micah, I'm headed in here. Y'all done? Yeah. Seriously, I don't need to talk about Micah. I said all I'm going to say about it. Are we clear? Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Which now the question is, all right, who's he frustrated with there? Is he frustrated with, "Guys, you know what I'm going to say. I'm stopping and I'll give you some answers on some other stuff, but like we're wasting my time now." Is he frustrated with that?
That's not what I just said.
Or is he frustrated with the Micah situation a little bit? And the answer is probably a little bit of both. But I mean, there's got to be the expectation that you're going to get asked about Micah. You're the front office. You're the one who's negotiating this. This would be the top line item for you.
You're the ones who drag everything out. Okay. So you should be used to it. Used to it after Dak, used to it after Lamb. You got a Zach Martin holdout. Now, if Stephen early on said, "Guys, this is my only response. I'm not going to answer any more afterwards," and they kept going, then I can see Stephen getting more perturbed. All right? So until he says that and draws the line of this is where it ends, they're going to keep asking, and they should keep asking. He's going to get the highest non-quarterback contract in the National Football League, and he is not here for the brand new head coach and the brand new defensive coordinator. So I do wonder who he is more perturbed at.
He's frustrated with dad. He's frustrated with his dad. If he thinks, unless he thinks alongside.
Well, I thought Steven was the money guy.
Yeah, but Jerry's the 11th hour wildcatter out there or whatever the hell it is.
Well, he said go and ask Micah. The media actually asked Shoddy, Brian Schottenheimer, mandatory mini camp next week. Now, Parsons was in the building yesterday. I think that's important. He was there, just not out on the field with the rest of the guys. Shoddy, what about Micah mandatory?
I would assume. Mike and I talked a couple of days ago. Again, he's doing a little bit of traveling. But again, everything that he and I have talked about, I expect that he will be here. And like I said, I say it each and every week. Mike and I have had great communication, everything I've asked him to do and vice versa. He's followed through on, so I would expect to see him.
Micah tweeted 10 hours ago, I will be there. I haven't missed a minicamp in 4 years. Even though the contract is not done, I have teammates and a playbook. I'm preparing as if I will be on the field for the first week of camp, but it's in the owner's hands. RJ Choppy, I'm ready to win a Super Bowl.
Yep. We'll see him in Oxnard. Maybe not on the field at the time, but he'll be, you know, maybe at the... I don't even know if he's staying at the Residence Inn. He may be somewhere else, maybe at a hotel in Beverly Hills, just hanging out. And this is his right to do that. This is what the norm is around the league. From Hendrickson to TJ Watt, I mean, to anybody who doesn't have a contract or doesn't have a contract that lasts beyond like this year, this is the playbook.
You know, with Lamb and Dak, we always try to guess, is it the guarantee? Is it the APY? We haven't really done that lately with the Micah deal. What do you think the specific holdup is? Do you think it's the APY? Do you think it's the guarantee? Do you think it's the length?
You know, it honestly feels like, because I think for everybody involved, they've all felt like, they've all said it publicly. Steven said it publicly. Like, I think we all believe this is something we can get our hands around. Like, I think everybody knows generally where all this is going to go. So to me, it gives off the feeling of...
Micah's side is asking for something a little bit more?
No, almost just stubbornness of like, let's get a discount somewhere. Like let's find somewhere. Although, I mean, you don't even know because they haven't really actively met with Micah's agent. Like, they haven't really entered into a bunch of deep negotiations with him or talked to him a lot. I would bet they've talked more in the last month with Micah's agent about George Pickens' contract situation than Micah's. Where it's just when the trade went down, they were trying to establish, all right, what are we looking for? What are we looking at here? And with Micah, I think they're just happy to kind of let that sit right now.
Well, I heard Broadus address this yesterday on G-Bag. Is Broadus listening right now or is he just texting you?
He texted me like an hour ago. He might be listening. I'm not sure.
All right. Well, Broadus was saying he doesn't think that agents are calling the Cowboys back. If you're David Mulligetta, why would you call back? As Broadus was saying, they're going to say, all right, 37, 37 and a half. They're going to lowball you. And the pressure's on the Cowboys to have Micah on the field by week one. That's why an agent, in my opinion, would not feel the need to call back. He's just going to skip OTAs. He's going to skip minicamp. We'll sit out training camp if we have to. You have to have him on the field for your brand new head coach, D coordinator and scheme, so you eventually have to pay what we want. And that is eventually what is going to happen unless Micah tells David Mulligetta, hey, let's cut a break somewhere. Yeah. So it sounded funny at first when Broadus is like, I don't think that the agents are calling the Cowboys back because why waste time with low balls?
But I mean, discounts. You've also got a situation where, like, you just read the tweet. Micah says he's going to be there next week, so even that leverage play that he has, he's not skipping it. He's not missing it.
Well, he can be there,
yeah,
but not participate.
Which they don't necessarily need him to. But like him being there at minicamp right now would be more about just getting up to speed on probably a lot of classroom stuff and different things like that. The camp thing is the threat that he put there. I'm preparing like I'll be there the first week of camp, but it's in the owner's stand. Like I mean, that's the thing that they're going to use as their leverage is training camp. That's something that has been the breaking point for the Cowboys a lot of times.
It's also far more meaningful. Nobody cares about minicamp.
This podcast is brought to you by Minz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Minz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINZ-TEA today or visit MinzTeaClinic.com. That's MinzTeaClinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is OTAs and minicamp are a waste of time to keep players from having idle hands for too long in an offseason.
I completely disagree. OTAs and minicamp is exactly why we've talked about in recent years when guys miss those stretches and they're rookies that they come in here and they're way behind everybody else.
I mean, we had 100 years of football without OTAs. They got along fine. This is a Parcells invention to avoid keep players busy, to avoid players having an offseason where they got in trouble. Because they had a lot of time on their hands. That's what this is.
What do you mean, like, we had 100 years of football without OTAs? Like during the Super Bowl era, like, teams have always worked out in the spring and the summer.
Working out, having the OTAs is something that's happened in, like, the last, like, 30 years.
It's a name for it, but it's the same schedule they've run.
It's always been about avoiding.
What do you think about the classroom / schematic work?
Some of that's important, yeah. It's important, but like a lot of these guys are in, these systems are so homogenized now. Like, it's just, they've been playing in very similar systems. It's not rocket science.
But when Irvin talks about yesterday that they're literally pulling up every receiver and making them draw up the entire play, and the playbook is as deep and as dense as it is, like, shouldn't there be guys there?
The quarterback, the wide receivers being part of this, you know, like, a lot of this other stuff. I remember Terrence Newman said, it's not rocket science. A new DC comes in the middle of the year or whatever, we'll be fine. It's an intelligence thing.
What else happened?
Let's take a look at what actually happened on the field and not just in the hallways with Stephen Jones. There were a couple guys missing from practice yesterday. CeeDee Lamb, Malik Hooker, Andrew Booth, who has been rotating. Andrew Booth actually got a shout-out from Stephen Jones yesterday during his media availability, which was interesting. But CeeDee Lamb was present, was there in uniform, did not have his helmet on. Again, when we talk about being present and OTAs and different things like that, it was interesting to watch CD, who, even though he wasn't practicing, every time the first team offense would huddle, CD would step into the huddle, he would listen to the call, and then he would step back. Like, he wants to still hear the call being called in the huddle. He wants to see everybody get into position. I thought that was kind of interesting watching him do that. Malik Hooker had walked out of practice pretty quickly, left with a trainer. Todd Archer had said that was back spasms for him. And Andrew Booth, we just never saw while we were out there at practice. With Booth out, you had a lot of Israel Mukwamu and Kyer Elam rotating instead of the Booth Elam rotation, but still moving Deron Bland inside at nickel when they went into a three-corner look. But really, yesterday was about Joe Milton and George Pickens. Like, those were the big headline things out of this. So Joe Milton showed you the best and the worst of his game on Tuesday. He threw a couple of misses. I mean, it's really, when you watch him throw, it's like you almost hear the ball whistle in the air, and it's so clean. That's going to be one of your favorite things when we get out there at training camp, is just watching when he's, when it's all working right and he throws the football, it's really impressive.
Did you see this, Choppy?
I did not.
I'm showing it to you right now. Look at the athleticism. Look at the athleticism.
Every practice, he says he does a backflip. Every single one.
He did that at Tennessee. I mean, he would do a backflip with the ball in his hand and then just rocket the ball somewhere.
That's a big man.
Now, he did have a stare down at one point and completely missed Damone Clark in the middle of the field while trying to throw to Princeton Fant and threw a pick right into his chest. That wasn't good. Almost had another pick in 7-on-7. But we did get the George Pickens highlight play I wanted. We were not allowed to take photos or anything else during the team period, but I did have an artist recreation of it. I think Aiden actually grabbed it and he was going to put it on the fan cam. But George Pickens, as you see on the fan cam, he was pinned to the sideline in the end zone, was falling out of bounds, made a ridiculous adjustment to reach out, high point the ball, all while managing to drag his toes in for a touchdown. It was That was impressive. I didn't think any chance he was going to get his feet down.
That number doesn't look to scale on his body.
I mean, it's pretty close.
Same guy who is drawing the Diddy photos in court, and that's a different number.
Yes, he's wearing three now. He had switched to three, so Dante Fowler's taking over the 13 now, but three's a better look for George Pickens. He also had, we got the deep ball to George Pickens during team period, and he had
he had
Kyrie Elam beat, and I was like, oh, all right, here we go. This is the big highlight play. We're all kind of rising up in our seats, watching it, getting ready. Little bit of air under it from Dak, and so that gave Kyrie Elam just enough time to get his hand out, knock the ball away, but George Pickens was walking back. He was doing the just this close sign to Dak, like we're close, but Pickens was fun to watch yesterday. I think with CD out, they were wanting to get him a lot more involved.
Steven, with some early thoughts on GP.
Outstanding. I mean, he's just been outstanding. It's great to see him, his interactions with CD in the receiving room, and then also his interactions with Dak and quarterbacks, and you know, in general, I think he's thrilled to be here, and we're thrilled to have him here.
So there it is, part one, Inside the Star, with our Cowboys insider Bobby Roberto Belt. More at 7:20 on your official home of the Dallas Cowboys, and of course your flagship for Texas Rangers baseball as well. RJ has some travel and cell phone warnings for you as we get closer to the weekend, and the best play-by-play of the week comes from Chess. Wait till you hear this. Next on Sean and RJ Hump Day Edition.
Hey.
Right here on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.